Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Your Thanksgiving Day bird is frozen rock solid in the fridge. Can you get it thawed in time to prepare for next Thursday? The Butterball Turkey Talk Line's Amy Raska says it's not too early to start planning.
No, not at all, because we are really trying to talk to all our holiday cooks this year about getting a start early, for them to start thinking about how many guests are you coming, how big a turkey do I need to buy, and like you just pointed out, most of all, if you're getting a frozen turkey, let's get that turkey thawing right away, and the Friday before Thanksgiving is not too early to start thawing that.
Some 50 home economists and dietitians work the talk line, serving an estimated 1 million callers from November 1st through Christmas Day. Back to getting the bird thawed, earlier is better than later.
Even if after it's thawed, when it's in the wrapper, you can safely leave it in the refrigerator up to another 3 days before you have to roast it.
The formula for thawing is one whole day for each 4 pounds, and she has another for selecting how big a bird to buy.
The best rule of thumb that I always like to use is 1.5 pounds per person. And what that amount will give you is plenty of turkey plus leftovers. And everybody loves to have those Thanksgiving turkey leftovers.
Their toll-free phone line is 800-BUTTERBALL or online at butterball.com. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Amy Raska will be on duty on the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Ironically, she says, cooking the bird is probably the easiest part of meal preparation on Thanksgiving Day.
You don't need to baste. It'll be tender and juicy. You just brush it with a little oil, get it in the oven, and that's it. We also like to tent it with Reynolds aluminum foil 2/3 of the way through the cook time. But other than that, like you said, that's the easy part. And then if you ask your guests to bring side dishes and desserts, a lot of the work will be taken off your shoulders.
On cooking safety, avoiding cross-contamination is the key.
You always just want to be sure to wipe down any surfaces where raw meat or poultry was, and then be sure you use like a separate board for carving your cooked turkey if you were putting it on a cutting board, if you were stuffing it or doing something like that.
1-800-BUTTERBALL. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.